Hello, I'm Jo Fidgen, and this is the Outlook podcast. There's a lawyer in New York called Daniel Ballardinelli. He likes art and he paints, but basically he does law. Anyway, one day in 2009, he made a remarkable discovery.
I went to this court in North Bergen, New Jersey, and it's a court I've never been to before. And I was there for a favor. I was doing a favor for a friend. And I went up the stairs and I noticed three drawings taped to the wall. It wasn't a show. It was just three drawings outside the courtroom. And I liked them. They were primitive. They had interesting lines and color. I went into the court, did what I had to do, and left. And then went to another building, which was separate from the court building, and noticed more of these drawings. There's about four or five of them going down the stairs. I went into the office, and there are three more behind the woman. I'm sitting at a desk and I'm looking at them, and the woman said, "What are you looking at?" And I said, "The drawings." And I noticed them in the court. And she said, "You like that stuff?" And I said, "Yeah, it's interesting. Who made it?" And she said, "The janitor." And I said, "Really? Is he here?" And she got on the intercom and said, "Robert, the janitor, come down to rent control." 30 seconds later, he came down. He didn't even look up. He just went right to the garbage to take the trash out. And she said, no, this man wants to meet you." I said, "I liked your drawings. They're lovely. Do you have paintings like this?" And he said he did. And I said to him, "I'm not an art dealer, but I can show them to my collectors and friends. Maybe I can sell them for you." And that's how we met.
Well, that janitor was Robert Sunholm, 67 years old at the time, who hadn't even picked up a paintbrush until he was 60. But he wasn't going to turn down an offer like that.
"Oh," I said, "of course you can help me." And he asked me where I lived, and I told him. And in my bedroom, I had about 400 paintings. And when he came, he was shocked. And he said, "I'm going to try to help you."
You had 400 paintings in your bedroom?
Yes, and I was giving them away, but you can only give so many away. And I enjoyed what I was doing. I paint every day, almost five paintings a day. I have a two-bedroom apartment, and one bedroom is full of paints, and in the kitchen I paint.
And what kind of thing do you paint?
Oh, I do city streets. I do people. I do boxers and... When I go to the canvas, I enjoy doing it tremendously, and I usually know exactly what I want to put there.
So, Daniel, when you got to Robert's flat and walked into the spare bedroom and saw hundreds of paintings piled up, what did you think?
I felt as though I had walked in on a modern-day Henry Darger. There were paintings, 18 by 24-inch canvases, stacked up to the ceiling in rows, and I was just blown away by them. I started going through them. I picked about 30 of them. I could have picked all of them. That's how good they were. And I was just overwhelmed. And he helped me move them. We loaded them into my car. And I was supposed to have a show later that month, and I went to the gallery in Jersey City. And the story I just told you, I told to the dealer, and she was shocked and said, "I can't believe this." I convinced her to give Robert my show, and I would take a show at another date. We did that show. And he sold the whole show out.
And you've just been exhibiting at the Outside Art Fair in New York, which I understand is for artists who haven't been formally trained. Daniel, how big a deal is it to exhibit there?
It's a very big deal. The artists that are in the show are, first of all, they have to be vetted to be accepted into the show. And he is amongst artists who are very famous. Robert's work ranks right next to them. It is a huge accomplishment that he has his work in the fair.
Former janitor, now artist, Robert Sunholm, and the man who discovered him, Daniel Ballardinelli.